CRI News, I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. Chinese President Hu Jintao is continuing his state visit to Austria. He has toured a farm near the city of Salzburg, and later in the day, he will visit the Mozart residence in Salzburg. Earlier in Vienna, Hu Jintao met with his Austrian counterpart Heinz Fischer and other Austrian leaders. Following his trip to Austria, Hu Jintao will fly to France to attend the G20 summit, which will start on Thursday in Cannes. China has successfully launched its unmanned Shenzhou 8 spacecraft, which is set to dock with the Tiangong-1 Experimental Space Laboratory in a few days. Shuang Feng files this report from the launch center in Jiuquan.
The Shenzhou 8 spacecraft was successfully sent into the designated orbit after blastoff at 5:58 a.m. Beijing time at the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in China's northwestern desert area. Shenzhou 8 will dock with China's first space laboratory module, Tiangong-1, after a two-day flight. They will then separate after flying together for 12 days and perform another docking procedure afterwards. The docking of Shenzhou 8 and Tiangong-1 is a test procedure ahead of the launch of the Shenzhou 9 and Shenzhou 10 spacecraft, both of which are scheduled to dock with Tiangong-1 next year. For CRI, I'm Shuang Feng in Jiuquan.
Two moderate earthquakes shook China's western regions Tuesday morning. A magnitude 6.0 earthquake hit China's northwestern Xinjiang, in which around 500 homes were damaged. The other tremor struck the area bordering Sichuan and Gansu provinces at a magnitude of 5.5. Seismologist Wang Haigang says teams had been sent to examine the damage.
So far, there has been no report of major damage. We have sent people to all the counties and villages to check on the damage.
China's worst quake in recent years was the one in Sichuan back in May 2008. It left close to 90,000 people dead. In Thailand, a network of dikes and sandbag walls has so far protected the central part of Bangkok from floodwaters. Xu Qin is the spokesperson of the Chinese embassy in Bangkok. He says Chinese travelers and businesses there have not been affected very much.
Our embassy have already issued several security reminding information to the public, particularly to the Chinese citizens. For those tourists who are visiting Bangkok, I think they have already traveled to other cities or traveled back to China.
Thai cabinet is not planning on extending the five-day special holidays approved last week for the government to deal with the flooding. European markets have fallen following the announcement of a Greek referendum on the latest debt deal to solve its debt crisis. Eurozone leaders agreed on a new 100 billion euro loan and a 50% write-off of Greece's debt. The announcement of the referendum has cast doubt on whether the deal will be able to go ahead.
The referendum shouldn't be happening now. It should have happened when Papandreou made the decision about the memorandum. Now it's too late. What's he trying to tell us with this?
Earlier, Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou told a meeting of his governing Socialist Party that Greek people will have the final say on the package. The UN Security Council is urging Libya's government to track down the weapons stockpile built up in Libya during Muammar Gaddafi's ruling. UN Security Council President Joy Ogu.
Resolution 2017 is about mopping up weapons in post-conflict Libya. The danger and the threat posed by the proliferation of weapons in Libya after the conflict has been recognized by the Council, and this resolution is to pursue this mopping up strategy, especially manpower, small arms, and light weapons.
The Council has expressed concern that the weapons could fall into the hands of al-Qaeda and other militant groups. In the meantime, Libya's interim government has named electrical engineering academic Abdel Rahim al-Kib as its new prime minister. He replaces Mahmoud Jibril, who has fulfilled a promise to stand down once the country becomes liberated. Kib says he will have many things to take care of, but first of all, he is to appoint a new cabinet in the coming days that will run Libya until elections are held. That's the news for this hour. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing.